Ze zeggen dus, we zijn weer Maria, kom je niet zo pilken. Ze zeggen dus, we zijn hier, we zijn hier, we zijn hier, we zijn hier. Okay, so we're continuing Bez Hashem today in a packet Yudalad, Vinyan Tzitzis, Vinyan Im Hatzitzis, Tzitzios, Tzichos, Lios, Megulos. So we saw that the Mukhe Yosef said, nah, right, there's no Indian. You can wear it under the robe. It says Risa Mofso. So the Mugurasa says Risa Mofso just means that it can't, that at night you're not chayev and Suma's not chayev. That's what Risa Mofso means. That's the Mukhe Yosef. Then the Ritva seemingly says no, that you should see it. So it should be. It should be on top. The talus, right? That was the what the Shulchan of the Mechaber quotes from the Ritva. He gets talus called the Lovshul Al Begadav, and that's the Mukiyasi B'Shem HaRitva. Kidei Sheyireu B'Yizkor HaMitzvos. So the Mukiyasi says no, it doesn't have to be on top. There's no Indian that you have to see the tzitzis. It's just that's the Mukhe Yosef sheet. The Ritva is that you should. And then we saw the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham sheet is that you shouldn't be toichev b'toch haknaf. That's the, it's not to be toichev b'toch haknaf. Like Rav Goodman said to me, not to have to try to hide it. So, so the question is, within the Ritva, that's, the, I think, an interesting question. Because Manazeh, you see, when they had one cloak, so it's hidden naturally. Because unless, like Reb Aaron said, unless you make a hole in the it's, you can't, it's not going to be outside. You could make a hole in the rope and then put the tzitzis through the hole. But you could tie that today we have an advantage. The fact that we don't wear robes, and we have two parts to our outer garments. We have the shirt and the pants. So it's like, so then it's very simple to have the tzitzis go out. So if you hold like Mukhe Yosef, he doesn't think there's any Indian to have it out. But if you hold like the Ritva, that it is an Indian, so maybe he would say, Dafka Bismanazah, to put it out. And even the Magen, you know, because he said the Iker is that you should see it. So therefore, Bizman Chazal, that they had a robe, so the only way to see it was if they put the talus cotton on top of the robe. But today, maybe we have an advantage that we have two parts to their outer garments, so we can it could go out, and you know you can keep the tits out, you know, according to that shita.
So what did the Ritva say, Bizman Chazal?
Yeah, we'll see. The Lashon HaRitva, let's see, I'll read it to you again. Yeah, Al Kosev HaRitva, Kovas God, yeah, 1 second. Let's see. I don't see the exact lashon. I mean, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Iker mitzvahs talis katan lofshal al gadav shei tamid yirehu yizkor hamitzvahs." And he quotes that, "Beis Yosef midivrei Torah v'nimukha Yosef v'shem haritva." So the question is, what would the Nimuke Yosef ship the Shem Eretz for Seb Zman Hazeh? Want me to get me a tour? Let's see how it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. Get a tour of Chelek Aleph. You know, the nice new ones.
Nice new ones. Okay.
You know, the red ones, those red ones. Could, as I was saying, maybe we have a, according to this, maybe we have an easy eights of his mind. Is that just to wear? In other words, not necessarily you have to wear the baggage out, just the tzitzis out. Because if you say Iger Mitzis Talis, Kotan, Shulav Shah Al Begadov, they should Tomid Yirehu Viskor HaMitzvahs. Now, L'chora, Tomid Yirehu is not going on the baggage, unless you want to say it's going on the baggage. Or it's going on the strings. So if you wear the beged outside, the tzitzit will be outside, and you'll see the tzitzis. But that was because they had no eights in those days. Because al-begadav, if it's not al-begadav, it would be underneath the robe, and then you wouldn't see it. So keep it over the robe, and then you'll see it.
The robe makes for the robe's belt, right?
Yeah, but... But today you don't have to wear it over your thing. You could just, you know. But I want to see the exact lashon haritva b'shem imukhi Yosef. Maybe to see how the Beis Yosef quotes it. That's why he's going to bring a Beis Yosef now. And again, the imukhi Yosef writes the Feirish that the Risha Maso doesn't mean you have to see it. But this ksus underneath the robe, that's okay, even though you're not going to see it.
It's a nice red one. It's okay.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is a nice red one. Okay.
This is nice.
Yeah, this is what I wanted.
There's a nicer red one there.
Okay. So, the tour, he says, is on Simcha Dalet. Tessam al Dim Zer Khatifa. 1 second. Tessam al Aleph. Zer Khatifa. Because he's saying that this all comes from the Ritva. But he's saying that the tour is in Simchav Beis of Dalet, Simchav Dalet, and in Simchav Dalet says it's Badim Simches Tesavrav Dibur Maska Vuderha Tifo. He points you out that Hachas Mados is Barba Shimon Ches. That's about all the Mosco of Derek Akifa. Derek Akifa, here we go. It quotes the Chofto of Mordechai, Shir Talis, the Mukha Yosef Kosov, this story time. Yeah. I don't see the exact lashon. I'm trying to find the exact source of that halacha in the mechaber. Let's see if the Gra says something. Okay, I don't know. He says, Beis Yosef Dibur Maskel Umitoch. He quotes the Beis Yosef Dibur Maskel Umitoch. Yeah. Nearish Derech HaTalos Mavol Shul Tachat Mgodim. Oh, so it's here. Tacht Chazal Mukha Yosef B'Shem HaRitva. So he quotes here, is it for some of our customers, Shani Mukhios, Tosav and Mukhiosa, a filo also Shain no game a little talent's cotton, Royal Lovcha also Alma Mushaim, Latayim Bo Yofev, and also Surah of Elkham Makari Nathan. So he said, so apparently the Nimuka Yosef. The self of the bar of. It says that you should wear it on top. So you should be Mekayim, Velos Asur, Horei Levavchem, Vafarei Nechem. I don't see the lashon, but this is where he's quoting. Also, Surah Rei Levavchem, he says, Mukha Yosef says, B'Shem HaRitva, that you wear on top, so you can Mekayim, also Surah Rei Levavchem, that Harei Nechem. Do you see what I mean? Here on page four, he quotes this idea. Let me look in the full Nimukayot safe. In the back here. Let me just see if anything got cut off in the Xeroxing. But sometimes things get cut off in the Xeroxing, and then you can't see nothing. And then you can't see it. Of the tzitzis. Hilchos Kanas, Hilchos Tumor, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Tzitzis. And he says here we go, 1 second. Yeah, here it is. If you want to see it, it's on page four. It's on the first wide line. So that's what he writes here. Look at page four, on the wide line, the second wide line, the first one, the end of the first wide line. So it seems maybe that he's saying it's still like a heder to do it, to see it. Because even though he said before, the same thing Mukhe Yosef said before, that that's not the halacha. That the halacha is that we don't care, Risa Moso. That's not what Risa Moso means. Risa Moso just means it can't be Potter Balayla and Asum is Potter. But the same Mukhe Yosef, maybe this is B'Shem the Ritva, maybe you could say, but he's saying that it's still Roy, Lil Bosho So Al Mabushayim, the Kayim Bo Yofev, Losa Surah Red Lavkam Vechrei Nechem. And that's what the Mechaber is quoting. So then in the end, he is saying this idea of wearing it. To see it. Even though the same thing Mukhe Yosef is the one that's telling us that there's no Indian of seeing. But he still says his lashon is roi lil bosho so al mabushayim l'kayim bo yafe v'losu surah v'el vavcha v'achrei nechad. Because if you, because again, if you don't put it on top of the malbush, then you won't see it at all. But today we have an Eitzah. That's what I'm saying. Today we have an Eitzah that you can, it doesn't have to be on top of the malbush, and you can still see it. Because if you stuck it, stick it out. Well, so let's see. So from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashmah that there is a hider to where the tzitzis out. It's just where tzitzis out, Bizman Chazal meant to wear it over the begad. Bizman Hazeh would mean just the and the Magen Avraham is maybe saying another idea. But now let's look at the Pri Eitz Chaim, Rav Chaim Vital, on page 8. So he's mamish saying that it's a shibush. So if it's a shibush, then he's saying that there's no Indian to do it. Talis Gadol is Lamala. Talis Kot Lamata. Well, you could say that if you're wearing a Talis Gadol, so you see that it's from the Talis Gadol. So then you don't have to wear that. But Rami says, Vahu Shibush. So if he's Vahu Shibush, so let's see. Let's look. You know what we need to do now? We need to look in the Shalah. So let's look on page 13. Atohare Saladas. Shehab built his own mitzvah tzitzis cotton. God will show the remnants of Omer list atav bitufa the mitzvah. Okay. Keep going. Eager owners who are built these zoy batalis cotton. Tamadar the Kaim Tommy Resource was carton. He named Mahmas Maligim Gramani Lovesh Talis cotton Tacham Samalbush. He says, people would make fun. So I wear my talis cotton under my robe. Because Mokam al Yokeh Hashtay had sits a shame with him. So he's also from the school of thought that Cain Roy Linhog to wear it out.
What's the problem with the beged? What's the union of the beged dafka not being seen?
Okay, right, so that's my question. Does anything really have to do anything with the beged, or the beged is just the hechitimsa for the tzitzis? So he says that he was going amongst the goyim, the maligim would make fun. So therefore, he keeps the beggar underneath. But he says he puts the two front tzitzis out.
I would think just the opposite. I think what's to make fun of is the tzitzis and not the beggar.
Not the beggar. Right. But it's mashma that he thinks there is an inyan for the tzitzis. It's just the maligim, so he doesn't want to. I guess he feels that maybe the tzitzis won't be as noticeable to the maligim. Mm-hmm. And the beged, you see a whole beged. But it's interesting to note that the Rav Chaim Vital is the one that says no, it's a shibush. But I'm just wondering, is he saying
That's the sheet of the Mekubalim. That's what that was brought down in the Magen Avraham, right?
Right. That's this sheet, the sheet of the Mekubalim. So what is it based on? The Mekubalim, that they think that there's no. Yeah. So let's see now. And the Mishnah, everyone likes to quote the Mishnah Brura, but you have to realize everything so far we're going to see was said before. You know, the Mishnah Brura is malachate a lot of things that were said already. It was, you have to see if there's any chiddush in this Mishnah Brura. Let's see on page 14. Al Ksavim Isa the Talis Cotton Tachas Begadif. You see, the Mishnah Brura is quoting this Magen Avraham, and everyone's quoting the Mishnah Brura, says that tzitzis have to be out, but you really don't see that from the Magen Avraham. That's, I think, Rav Reuven Feinstein said from Rav Moshe, Rabbi Orr, and others, because he's just saying you shouldn't be tochev, put it in the kanfos. But to me, if you want to quote a source that the tzitzis should be out, you shouldn't be quoting the Magen Avraham, you should be quoting the Mechaber here. That says that Iker to Mitzvahs Talaskan Lovshu Al Begadav, they should tell me Yireyu V'Yizkor HaMitzvahs.
We don't do that.
Right. Well, so I'm saying maybe we don't do that because the Mechaber maybe was talking about when they had a cloak. So therefore you had to wear it Al Begadav. But today you have a simple Mechaber, there was no Eitzah to see it. Because he had a cloak, so how are you going to see it? He had a robe. He had a robe.
So maybe the Mechaber would say, okay, so this is what, you know, okay, this is the din. No, it doesn't matter if there's a hechatim or not. So it's my name, because the Bavadja, Dafka is against.
Yeah.
Because it's Gora. So like, the Mechaber think, in other words, what did the Mechaber really think? The Chama thought that the tzitzit should be out, and if the Eicha Timtza is to wear the beged out, fine. And if it's not, maybe it's also okay. But the Eicha Timtza is that, but no matter what the Eicha Timtza is, the tzitzit should be out. That's what.
Right, but the Chama is quoting this Nimuke Yosef on Yud Beis Amnalf in the first white line, where he says, Talis Cotton Roy Lofsho Oso Alma Bushayim. And again, but Alma Bushem is only Hechitimtza, that therefore you'll be able to see the tzitzis, yeah, because you had a cloak. The question is, would the Mechaber say that Bizman Hazeh, that there's no necessity for Alma Bushem, because you could wear it under the Malbush and still have the tzitzis out? Or does anyone want to say that the Talis Cotton is the Inyan to see the Beged? That's also part of it. And if you're not going to see the Beged, so then you didn't. Or no, the Indian about seeing the Beged, about seeing the tzitzis.
Any Beged could be Arba Kanfos. Doesn't have to be something that we call a Talis Cotton.
Right. But I'm saying this minute that we wear, like Ramosha said, we wear this Talis Cotton all the time. What's the.
Let's say there was a certain type of beged that had arba kanfos that everybody wore. The Goyim wore also, and when the Jews wore it, they put tzitzis on it. So right. Does that mean that they have to wear that beged out so they could see so you could see the tzitzis?
Right.
Look, b'mikra, we have a situation where we wear a special beged, but that's not necessarily the way it was meant.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's take a look now in the Tzitz Eliezer. So he has a tshuva here. Then he shkiv lulbo shatalis cotton me al the begodim. Who say has tzitzis bachutz? Page 19, top left. Varsha iloso he bekeshen lechiyev hotzos tzitzis bachutz. Ki mishne brua machmer bol beze. Tzivu lefiyu b'holchim ben anochim da'i she'isim hotzitzis b'toch haknaf. Volo osim tzitzis b'chmich tesayim. Hey, nafshu b'shil oktayom t'vartzeinu b'roch Hashem ein chashash holchim ben anochim. Lo yesh no chashash okul Hashem. B'chofshim b'rosam odom tzitzis b'chutz l'chnosom m'staklim okul tzad kal shalom. Dovish a field cotton be also nasum so hova love. Gave us a whole him to zoom what the main cavanakan shall mispice with me malig and Hashasha's avak shall kill Hashem. It's going to be a kill Hashem. The people are going to. Because the kilonim are going to say the chofchim. Mustaklimo. They're trying to find fault. So, man, the omer bleedly can is been mitzvah dover zeh. Imam nom nikra b'chagav nesheish al chashash al chol hashem. Adam, I yish l'dak de b'emes nisag gedas kudin. Kol halichos v'tei zos mitzvah goros mitzvah. You should do what's right. So you're right. It's the next arrow. The arrow. Beis Yosef, ain't steering b'halachah. So I'm welcome. Right? So that's mashma that the tzitzis should be out, or the beged, and then the tefillah delvush taliskat al begad is the ikar mitzvah. Then he says in Chavdalid, the nochal lovsh al mabushim. Let's see. So I think what he says here in page 21, the bottom right, no some mashinir al pianister, femashiyesh mokam nircha vomash shagam al pianigla, dvar hot sahat sitzis bel begodim eino al mitzvah min amufkar. Then he says from the Mary Bruna, a bachum shalofshim tals cotton al bigdain, omim de nichle lekium mitzvah for hesia, michashin yura lo, kolofi aminim. So I think the upshot on one hand, you could say that the Ikar HaDin is what the Nimuke Yosef said originally, that the Risa Moso doesn't mean that, that you have to see it. But then he says it could be still a mitzvah min hamuvka. So the only shayla we have left is to discuss so, and what's pshat in the mechubalim. There's a question. So the Pre-Eitz Chaim, it's interesting. There was the Pre-Eitz Chaim, it's funny, the Mekubalim that he's quoting says that you should wear it on top. But he's saying, Hushibush, that you should really wear it on the Lamata. So, and the simple pshat is if you wear lamata, you're not going to see the tzitzis. So maybe, so be it. You won't see the tzitzis. I didn't see anyone here saying that it's likuva, seeing the tzitzis. I think everyone agrees that it's not likuva. The only question is it a mitzvah and a mufka? To see the tzitzis.
It starts out from the fact that there's no chiyuv to look for a beged that has arba kanfos midin Torah.
Right. But if you're wearing it, but if you already have, if you have this minhag, like Reb Moshe says, of wearing a talis katan, so what would be the? So in other words, we. Like Reb Moshe said, we treat it like a minhag. It's a minhag to wear a beged with dalet kanfos. So once you're doing it already, what's the get the most for your mileage? So it seems from some of these poskim, but yeah, I mean, from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting this Mikra Yosef, which presumably is quoting the Aritva, that there is an Indian to see the tzitzis, where over in that's Lashon. And again, the whole idea is because that the Iker Mitzvah Talis Katan Lav Shel Al Begadav. Rabbi Peretzky was once talking about with the Chofetz Chaim that he wore them out because he wore them, I think, on top. But not necessarily would he hold that you have to. But to me, I think it's all the same. In other words, is there an Indian to say that there's an Indian to hold like the Beis Yosef, that you should wear the Gedig Avogadav, but maybe That's only if you're wearing it on top of the begadav, so you wear it out. But if you're not wearing it on top of begadav, so maybe there's no inyan, or maybe there's a chisaron in wearing it out. Would anyone say it's a chisaron to wear it out? Because
it's yuara.
It's yuara. It's yuara. Why is it yuara? And what does Rav Avadi say about the Shulchan Aruch?
I didn't see the tshuva. This is
Masha. Yeah, this is a famous tshuva. Yeah, it's a famous tshuva in the Yichav Das.
You have to look at it.
It's a famous tshuva, but and let's try to understand what's the previous kind of talis katan dafka tachas begadav. Why? Because that's not the derech levisha. The talis katan is, in other words, the outer garment is the long garment. So it's like you're wearing. Whereas the Russian of the see, I think that's what we have to focus on to understand. Why is he so upset? Why is the Ushibush?
It sounds like it's there that it's something that has to do with Kabbalah and that we really don't understand.
Yeah, it could be something. The Talis Gadol says the Or HaMakif. So maybe the Or HaMakif should be that's the external. That's Makif. So maybe when you're doing it, so if you're going to put something on top of the Or HaMakif, maybe that's not proper. So you should wear the Begit inside. So my question is, with the Pri Etz Chaim, see again, I think the whole focus is on that the Derech HaMalbush those days was a long beged. So if you didn't wear it on top, then you didn't see the tzitzis. Because there was no, like without the, like Rav Aaron said, unless you drill a hole. But would we say that today you could, with Mekayim, you got all studded. In other words, you won't have to wear it on top of the beged, but you could still wear that. So what could one say that was not as that we have a better situation? Because maybe there's something wrong with putting something on top of the Talis Gadol. There shouldn't be anything on top of the Talis Gadol. But today, so therefore, you're going to wear it under the year. Remember, the tzitzit will be covered up. But there's manazeh that you don't have to wear it on top of the talis gadol. You can wear it and just have it stuck out. Because today, we have two, the shirt and the pants. So there's room to just stick out the tzitzit. So maybe that's a mila that we can down tanz on tzvei chasidus. We can get ala milas. That's the question. Okay, so something to think about more. Okay, so let's see if there's maybe one or two more things to do with this packet, but we're almost finished with this packet. But, okay, so tomorrow we have Shir 10. and then Chumash at 10:30. So I have to give Shir Central at 11 in the Belfer. I don't have to go down to Central. So, they want me to speak about B'chukosem Lo Ser Leifu. That's what they want me to speak about. So that's the story. Okay. And then Sunday, I have to figure out that also. Okay, one day at a time. That's me. Okay, one day at a time. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Well, too.
Well, too.
Well.